can't wait for this. Should be a good one. Let's go down courtside with the duo calling today's matchup. Here is Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton, gentlemen.
All right, Gareth, and ready to go here. Sherm, is the starting lineups are set to be introduced. A big game for the Clippers, as we talked about on the pregame show on NBA TV, and also with the guys here. Raptors do need to get off to a better start.
11-year-old Grace Bradshaw West from Toronto, who was given this opportunity thanks to an MLS.
All right, let's get to the starters. We have a youngster who won a contest as our announcer.
6'9 forward, number 34, Tobias Harris. From Syracuse, a 6'7 forward, number 33, Wesley Johnson. From Texas A&M, a 6'11 center, number 6, DeAndre Jordan.
From Serbia,
a 6'5 guard, number 4, Miloš Teodosic.
Awesome. And go.
From Duke, a 6'4 guard, number 25, Austin Rivers.
Go.
The head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers is Doc Rivers.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Grace Bradshaw West. Well done.
Grace did a nice job. I like the way she got Teodosic in there.
That's well done.
This is a new thing with the Raptors. The guys before the game taking a basketball and playing a little bit volleyball in the circle. And at the end, Siakam sets it up, and there's not a spike, but there's a dunk. Pirtle sets it up. There's a dunk by Siakam. Somewhere there's some volleyball players saying, hey, you guys want to get a game going?
Doesn't his sister, Pirtle's sister, play volleyball?
Yes. Yes. Athletic family, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the Clippers will come out wearing their baby blue uniforms, and that apropos, and we'll tell you why in a bit, but first we'll tell you that the Raptors starting lineup is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealer. Open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. Looks like another packed house here, Sherm, on an early spring day, cold, crisp, but we hope the warm stuff is coming soon.
Oh, no question about it, for more reasons than just basketball.
Oh, yeah.
There's some selfish reasons out there, but there's no question that the Raptors trying to move into spring, playing a better brand of basketball defensively and trying to figure out some ways to get off to a better start. But I tell you what, all that being said, they've done a great job at finishing games.
All right, let's get to the starters for the Toronto Raptors.
First up is the big man in the middle. He's number 17, a 7-foot center from Lithuania, Jonas Valančiūnas. From the ROC, a 6'10 forward, number 9, Serge Ibaka. Wearing number 3, a 6'8 forward, out of Indiana, it's OG Anunoby. At the one spot, he's a 4-time NBA All-Star, and today, he's the birthday boy. It's number 7, Kyle Lowry. And number 10, a 6'7 guard out of USC, your 4-time All-Star, DeMar DeRozan! The head coach of your Toronto Raptors is Dwayne Casey.
All right, Herbie Kuhn calling him out. Raptors starting five, and again, the Raptors starting lineup brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. So the Clippers wearing the baby blue, and why is that significant? If you trace the lineage of this franchise, before they moved from Buffalo to San Diego to become the San Diego Clippers and then to LA, they were the Buffalo Braves, and they wore that baby blue, that Carolina blue, just across the border in Buffalo, Sherm, with the likes of the late Randy Smith, Bob McAdoo.
Man, could he play.
Oh, the original stretch four,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And they used to play games in Toronto here, and even back then, Toronto loved its basketball.
No question about it. I mean, a lot of times that was the only way you got your NBA fix back in the day. So the Buffalo Braves, and, you know, I mean, I used to watch basketball when that the Toronto Tornadoes used to play.
Wherever there was a game.
Anywhere.
That's what it says on my Twitter. Where, you know, where it says where you'll find you? Wherever there's a run.
No question about it. I mean, and back then it was tough to find basketball on that level. So when you got a chance to see these teams play, it was an amazing experience.
So the Clippers will wear the baby blue with orange. And the Raptors will come out in the home red. Bill Spooner. Trying to find them all. Somebody hiding over there. Matt Boland is a golf guy. And Sean Corbin is our third official. Tip won by Valanciunas back to Lowry. Raptors will come left to right, and they will get the ball at the start of the fourth quarter. Valanciunas guarded by DeAndre Jordan out top. Down low, Valanciunas has it on the switch against Harris. Jump hook up, no good. Rebound, Jordan.
Had a good mismatch there and unable to really create any more powerful of a position on Tobias Harris, using his lower center of gravity on Jonas.
Tobias Harris in the lane, drives on Ananobi, puts it up, no good. Rebound, here comes Lowry. Off to DeRozan. Far side left wing, backs in on Austin Rivers, turns to the baseline, jumper in the air, no good, and then gets the roll. Thought JV might have touched it, but no touch. DeAndre Jordan thought that too, but give the two to DeRozan, 2-0 Raptors.
Again, we're seeing them look for those mismatches and attack them accordingly. I like that post-up from DeMar.
Austin Rivers into the lane, floats it up, no good, rebound knocked away. DeRozan tightropes the baseline, saves it to Valanciunas, and now here comes Lowry. To Ibaka, far side left wing. Valanciunas up top straight away into the near corner for Lowry, knocked out of bounds by Teodosic. 10:48, first quarter, Raptors leading it 2-0.
Well, you can see the Raptors trying to play with a bit more pace to start this game, really trying to force the Clippers to change ends of the floor quickly.
On the inbound, Valanciunas thinks about it and launches a three straight away and knocks it down cleanly. DeAndre Jordan dared him, and JV knocked it out, 5-0 Raptors.
That was what you call disrespectful defense. DeAndre Jordan didn't even bother to put a hand up. He was more than 6 feet away. Jonas Valanciunas had to take that shot.
Didn't we see Yusuf Nurkic say, I'll just go get the rebound?
He didn't even leave the paint at that point. So it's interesting that these teams are still refusing to guard Jonas on the three-point line at times.
5-2 Toronto. Tobias Harris with a jumper for the Clippers. JV inside, up fake, lefty shot, up and in, and the foul on DeAndre Jordan. Great footwork by JV. Raptors go up 7-2.
Interesting sequence there. DeMar DeRozan got the switch, had DeAndre Jordan guarding him, and Wesley Johnson was defending Jonas. DeMar drove from the far baseline to the near baseline, and DeAndre Jordan and Wesley Johnson were able to switch and match up again on the dump down. Jonas was able to spin over that right shoulder and use the left hand as DeAndre Jordan smacks the right hand to get the and one call.
JV knocks down the free throw, and the Raptors have a 6-point lead at 8-2. Teodosic in the lane, finds a cutting Wesley Johnson, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, here comes Toronto. Up the middle of the floor, Lowry to Ananobi, drives baseline, reverse layup, up and in. It's a quick spurt by the Raptors. They lead it 10-2. Nice move by OG.
This is great energy to start the game by the Raptors.
Teodosic back, left side, near wing, floats it up and in. 10-4 Toronto. Here comes DeRozan into the lane to Ibaka, kick into the corner. Ananobi against Wesley Johnson in front of the Raptors bench. Left hand into the middle. Turns, puts it up, no good. Blocked by Johnson. Ananobi gets it back. Finds Valanciunas, up fake. Now drives on Jordan. Into the lane, fall away jumper, rattles four rims and goes down. Raptors up 12-4.
That was pretty solid defense by DeAndre Jordan there, unable to defend Jonas as he got to the middle. With the pump fake, able to knock down that shot.
Clippers turn it over, back come the Raptors. DeRozan has it knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say no foul. DeRozan wanted it, doesn't get it, and the Raptors will inbound far baseline left wing.
Well, DeMar attacking full stride, was extending that basketball through the reaches of the Clippers, unable to get that call.
Inbound to Anunoby, far side left wing to DeRozan. Raptors coming left to right, 9 minutes to go, first quarter, they're up 12-4. Valanciunas, jumper, got it, 10 feet out, near side, right wing in the short corner. Raptors up 10, 14-4, and Doc Rivers is going to throw water on the fire already.
Good job by the Raptors. Good pace on that offensive play. Kyle punching the gap on the dribble, finding Jonas for a 12-footer. The Raptors shooting 60% from the floor.
8:58 to go. First quarter, we'll take a break. Toronto 14, LA Clippers 4. You're listening to Raptors basketball from the ACC in Toronto on TSN 1050 Toronto. 8:58 to go, first quarter. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, along with Steve Eliopoulos here on the floor at the ACC. Up top, Sean Lavery looking after Gareth Wheeler and Dwayne Watson. You'll hear from Josh Lewenberg at halftime. Keith Bauer and Natasha Shivraj looking after the whole shooting match back at Raptor Central. Start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the weekend that was for the Toronto Raptors. And so far, it's been a good start, Sherm. Not something that Dwayne Casey would shake a stick at, but we're only 3 minutes and 2 seconds in. They lead it early on, 14-4.
And it's not about the offense, because the Raptors have had good offensive starts, but defensively is what they've been able to do. They've held the Clippers to 40% from the floor, unlike the last few games where they've given well over 50% of it.
Jordan in the lane, floats it up short, rebound, Ibaka. Outlet to DeRozan up the middle of the floor. Now works over to the right wing, near side. They swing it far side to Lowry. Gets it to DeRozan, near side, above the arc. Eurostep, kick out, Anunoby. Down to Valanciunas on the block. Shot clock at 10. To a cutting Lowry. The shot blocked on the way up. Lowry wanted the foul, didn't get it. Here come the Clippers. Tobias Harris, foul line, jumper straight away. Short rebound, Valanciunas wrestles it away from Jordan. Back comes Lowry. Pull up three in transition. Good in the bottom of the well.
How good has Kyle been shooting the three-point shot? That transition pull-up has the defense flat-footed, but the efficiency, the footwork, and the confidence that he's shooting the three-ball with.
Rivers to Teodosic. Three-ball near side. No good. And Jordan, wow, I was going to say it looked like he got away with a push in the back, but instead they get the foul on Ibaka.
Well, they're saying Serge pushed Jordan, and Jordan pushed Jonas.
Last man pick up the tab.
Absolutely. Chain reaction right there.
Sindarius Thornwell out of South Carolina.
He was good in college.
Oh, wasn't he? Last year in the Final Four.
Man. Him with Dwayne Notis, those guys were tough.
And the sixth man of the year from a few years ago in Toronto, Lou Williams into the ball game. Tobias Harris drops a three in. Clippers cut it to 17-7. Ibaka jumper no good. Back comes Austin Rivers. 7:40 first quarter. Toronto up 17-7. Rivers kick to Lou Williams. Up fake. Now back to Rivers. Wearing the 25 like his dad did with the Atlanta Hawks. Tobias Harris on the elbow. Turns on Lowry. Floats it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. It's on the ground. Goes out of bounds. And they say it's Toronto basketball.
That time the Raptors are battling on the glass, and Jonas Valanciunas trying to muscle it out with DeAndre Jordan, able to secure that out-of-bounds call. But the Raptors' pace that they're playing with has been excellent, and the Clippers have really struggled to respond, and you don't want them to let their foot off the gas pedal right now.
DeRozan kicks to Valanciunas in the lane. Kicks it out. Anunoby, three ball, far side, left wing, good. Splash it down straight through. For OG in the bottom of the well, 20-7. Raptors off to a 13-point lead.
Just a nice jab step to get the defender to drop back a little bit, squares up and knocks it down.
Rebound on the missed shot by Lou Williams comes to Toronto. Here comes Lowry to DeRozan, near corner. Back to Lowry to a cutting Anunoby. In the lane, he jams it down. OG put Lou Williams in jail, rose up and flushed it home.
It's like he spun on that play and realized Lou Williams was there. And all rim, and he just went up and punched it over Lou Williams.
Harris jumper got it straight away, 18 feet for Tobias Harris. Raptors see the lead shaved to 22-9. Oh, DeRozan with a pretty move into the lane and rams it down. Toronto makes it 24-9. on the devastating jam by DeMar DeRozan.
Good job by Kyle keeping his dribble alive along the baseline. The Clippers ended up ball watching. DeMar cuts wide open.
Williams in the lane. The shot contested by Ibaka. Misses, rebound. Here comes Toronto. 24-9. Raptors lead. Ananobi kick out. Ibaka three straight away. Good. Another one in the bottom of the well. 27-9 Toronto. And Doc Rivers sitting in his seat. Going to put some energy in. Montrezl Harrell will get off the bench.
Raptors moving the ball very well. 7 assists on 11 made field goals right now.
Austin Rivers, 3, no good. Ball knocked away, and they say stay here. And they got the foul on Valanciunas against DeAndre Jordan.
I'll tell you what, the Raptors getting some production out of OG Ananobi early in this game. And, you know, that's one of the areas that they're going to need scoring from. They're going to need defense from. They're going to have to get something out of that position. And OG has struggled, but it's good to see him get off to a solid start early in this game.
Raptors will inbound near side, or Clippers near side left wing. Teodosic in the lane, floats it up and in. Milos Teodosic makes it 27-11, picks up Lowry full court and takes the foul, has questions. And Lowry says, okay, I'm up for this challenge. That's an ego thing when a guy picks you up full court and says, he's going to work you.
Yeah, you know, coach told me back in the day, anytime a guy wants to guard you full court, blow by him. Let him know that that ain't going to work.
Yeah, this is, you better back up. You can't guard 94. You better work on just about 15 or 20.
Absolutely.
Great touch pass. DeRozan to Ananobi. Misses the three near side. Back comes L.A. 5 minutes, first quarter. 27-11, Raptors up. Teodosic up top, drives on Valanciunas, pull up, jumper, no good. And they got the rebound, or the foul on JV. Two shots to Milos Teodosic.
And that, for Jonas Valanciunas, is the second foul. Jacoperto jumps off the bench, starts to strip off the layers to go in the game. But it was a mismatch, and Teodosic did a good job of attacking hard off the dribble and pulling up as Jonas was trying to retreat, and there was some contact there. And I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing in a game like this with pace to have a guy like Jacoperto in the game early, because he runs the floor extremely well, and he's a pace guy. He can really keep up and probably play faster than Jonas in a game like this.
Teodosic, second free throw good, so LA cuts the lead to 14, 27-13. Raptors are up by as many as 18. The Clippers have never led. Ibaka to DeRozan. Raptors coming left to right in the red uniforms. DeRozan on the free throw line. Finds a cutting Ananobi. Puts it up, no good on the layup attempt. No foul called. Here comes Tobias Harris.
Looked like a lot of contact there.
On the run, Harris, and he's fouled at the other end by Ibaka. And Dwayne Casey pointing to the basket that his team is attacking, saying, what about the foul down here?
Well, I like the decision by OG Ananobi. He went straight at the hoop and looked like there was a lot of contact as he tried to dunk the basketball. Unfortunately, no whistle. You hope that doesn't deter the young man from continuing to do that. And I also talked about Jacoperto coming into this game. You talk about Harrell coming in. Well, that guy comes with energy.
Yeah.
And he comes with a lot of pop to his game. And you need to match that energy. And right now, Pascal coming into the game. You see Jacoperto already in the game. That front line has the kind of energy that you want against a guy like Harrell.
Well, we talk about it, Germ. We saw him play in the Under-19 championship. Montrezl Harrell is just, he's one of those Louisville guys like Donovan Mitchell. They come with energy.
They come tough.
Free throw missed. So Toronto leads 27-14. 4:20 first quarter, and they come left to right.
That was a pretty good team that they were on.
Yeah, not bad. Jahlil Okafor.
Marcus Smart.
They were good. They were good, and they won easily.
Yes.
DeRozan, cross-court pass to Siakam. Sets for the three and knocks it down. Pascal knocks it out. In the bottom of the well, 4 minutes to go, first quarter, a 30-point quarter for Toronto. They lead it 30-14.
That's tough. You just check into the game, and that's a shot that presents itself. You have to take it. Pascal knocks it down with confidence.
Teodosic near side, left wing, jumper in the air, missed everything. Air ball, outlet, Here comes Lowry, and they got the travel on Kyle before the offensive foul that Teodosic was trying to take.
Good defense by Teodosic. That's one of those tough situations where you get the outlet pass, and almost you prefer the person outletting the ball to you to pump fake it to let you realize and slow your momentum down, because Teodosic did a good job of blindsiding Kyle and being in position to draw that charge.
C.J. Miles into the ball game for Toronto. Lou Williams up top, spinning, goes far side, right wing, down the lane. Kick out to Thornwell. He spins into the lane, puts it up, blocked by Pirtle. Jakob in perfect help side position says, no low lunchtime YMCA stuff in here.
I like how the Raptors are into the basketball. They're not giving up any ground, and that's really allowing the help from the bigs to be present and on time.
Lou Williams up top, three in the air, no good. Long rebound, Pirtle. Outlet, DeRozan. Up the far side, left wing. On the bounce, into the lane. Now kicks to Siakam, drives on Harrell. The floater by Pascal, no good. Rebound, Thornwell.
That's a lot of energy between those two guys.
3:10 to go, first quarter, you said it. Raptors up 30-14. Williams near side to Harris, reverse pivot. Jumper in the air, over Miles, got it.
I like Tobias Harris. He has great size. He can shoot the ball. He can post up. He can do a lot of good things for you that time, just able to shoot over the top of the defender.
6'9", 240. And they've got the foul on Lou Williams as Siakam came from far side to near side, left to right, pushed in the back by Lou Williams. And the foul will go on the former Raptor. It'll be Toronto ball after the timeout.
The Raptors doing a good job hanging up 30 points with 2:51 left in this first quarter, but defensively answering the call, only giving up 16 points.
Timeout on the floor, 2:51 first quarter, 30-16 Toronto. We'll take a break from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the ACC, the Raptors shooting 57%. Leading the Clippers 30-16. Let's see if Toronto can ride this thing all the way home. It's early. They've had an 18-point lead. And LA going to try and get back into it. The Clippers fighting for their playoff lives.
Absolutely, and the Raptors know that. But on the Raptors' side of it, they're trying to tighten some things up as they march towards the playoffs. So forget about what the Clippers are trying to accomplish. You've got to figure some things out, especially on the defensive side, and they're doing it so far, but they've got to figure it out with consistency.
Van Vliet in for Lowry. Four bench players, Van Vliet, Siakam, Pirtle, and Miles out there with DeMar DeRozan. Eight on the shot clock. Miles, long, three ball near side, no good. Rebound, Harris. Harris, Williams out there with Thornwell, Harrell, and Teodosic. Foul on Toronto. There's your guy, Sherm, Montrezl Harrell, running the floor, and something that Pascal does very well. Raptors had to foul him at the other end.
No question. He did a great job contesting the C.J. Miles three-point shot. And like you said, just like Pascal Siakam, he got out there in transition, got behind the defense, and Lou Williams tried to hit him over the top, and the Raptors were forced to foul him to prevent that basket.
They are going to review it. And
maybe loose ball.
Matt Boland and Bill Spooner.
Open court, open floor.
Clear path.
I don't know
what they could be reviewing, Sherm. That would be the only thing. And they're looking at the replay to see. I'm guessing it would be clear pass, Sherm. As Lou Williams floated that pass towards Montrezl Harrell. So they review it just to make sure, but Matt Boland says it will be a common foul. I mean, that will be two shots for Montrezl Harrell, who shoots the free throws at a 65% clip.
Definitely a guy like Harrell, you have to match his energy. And, you know, I've never liked it when you shoot the basketball, you shouldn't be responsible for being the first person back defensively. There's got to be better guard rotation, better balance to protect your rim. And if you're focusing on shooting the basketball, you shouldn't have to worry about being the first one to get back. And that situation is what happened to the Raptors.
So Doc Rivers now in the ear of Matt Bolin with a look of incredulity on his face, his eyes wide. Doesn't like the explanation. Gonna have to live with it anyway.
What coach likes the explanation of an official when they don't get the call?
No, nobody does. 30-17, Raptors up 13, 2:25, first quarter. Miles on the dribble up top. Gets it to Van Vliet, left side, far wing. The Raptors in the red, working left to right. Van Vliet on the bounce to Poeltl in the lane. Kicks to Siakam, floating away from the hoop. Misses the hook shot. Back comes L.A. Clippers wearing the powder blue uniforms. Harris in the lane, dumps it down to Harrell underneath, jams it down. Montrezl Harrell cuts the lead to 11 at 30-19, and Clippers are chipping away, Sherm.
Raptors struggled to match up defensively in transition. That allowed a driving lane for Tobias Harris to drop it off to Harrell.
Siakam to DeRozan, near side right wing against Tobias Harris. Elbow jumper near side, no good. It goes up and over the backboard, so turn it over on the missed shot. Give it to L.A. and a chance to get this thing down to single digits.
Well, with 2:51, the Raptors had 30 points. They still have 30 points with under a minute 40 left, and you're seeing the Clippers kind of change the momentum right now. You got to finish the quarter the right way.
Harris to Lou Williams, guarded by the other 23, Van Vliet. They drive, kick it out. Harris, jumper good. Tobias Harris, that stroke looks good. The three ball cuts it to 30-22. And all of a sudden, the Raptors' lead is down to a single digit. Miles up top, catch and shoot over Harris, no good. Rebound, Sindarius Thornwell. Outlet, Teodosic. On the run, into the lane. Gets all the way inside, into the corner to Thornwell. He drives, pushes off on Siakam, and the foul is called on Pascal Mendt. Sindarius Thornwell determined to get to the cup on that one.
Yeah, it looked like, as you said, a little bit of a push off, a shoulder lean into Pascal Siakam, and maybe if he had flopped a bit, he might have gotten the call. But Pascal trying to stand his ground. It also looked like Sindarius Thornwell might have traveled as well, but no call. He gets to the free throw line, and the Clippers continue to put pressure on the Raptors. Off the bounce, attacking, compromising the defense and condensing the defense, and then finding ways to either get to the free throw line or kick it out to the three-point line, and the defense has to rotate, not getting there in time.
Thornwell, first free throw good. Second one hits the front rim, crawls over and goes down, and Clippers back in this, cut the lead to 6. Doc Rivers sitting, and he's got his assistants, former head coach of the Knicks and Atlanta Hawks, Mike Woodson and Sam Cassell, up doing the exhorting. DeRozan drives far side into the lane, floats it up, no good, but is fouled, so DeRozan will get to the line for 2. And Sherm, we can say this as guys who played, sometimes it's valuable to hear it from another voice.
Well, it's important, I think. It's not just valuable, I think it's important, it's necessary. Because a head coach can get real annoying sometimes when it's the same voice telling you the same things. And, you know, players tend to sidle up to assistant coaches a bit more and have different relationships, and rightfully so. A head coach can't be your best friend and your coach all the time. But assistant coaches have the ability and the time to listen and to really understand you differently than just a basketball player. And players have a bit more comfort talking to assistant coaches about different things than they would to a head coach.
32-24, DeRozan's free throw's good. Back come the Clippers. Lou Williams, far side, into the lane to Harrell, jams it down. Doc Rivers points at Lou Williams, says great play. They get the 2-for-1. 32 seconds to go, first quarter, 32-26, Raptors. DeRozan brings it over midcourt. Just off center, far side, on the left wing, now works over to the sideline. Step inside the center line, step inside the sideline. Works down the left side with a Poeltl screen. To Miles, 3 up top, good. CJ drops it in the bottom of the well. The Raptors, 6 of 9 from distance. They lead it 35-26. Lou Williams on the drive into the lane. Floats it up, no good. Montrezl Harrell there to jam it down on the stick back. He's had nothing but dunks since he's come into the game.
That's what he does.
And a heave at half court, no good by the Raptors. It's a 35-28 7-point Raptor lead after a quarter.
Raptors with some good action for that last offensive play for C.J. Miles to knock down the three. Struggled on the defensive end. Got to clean that up, clean that rebound, and make sure that they don't give the Clippers a second chance opportunity.
Second quarter when we come back. 35-28 Raptors by 7. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Second quarter about to start. Raptors leading the Clippers 35-28. 7-point lead. It was as large as 18 earlier in the first quarter. So the Raptors will try to go to work on it as the Clippers, who sit at 38-34, below the playoff line, 10th in the East, will try to get back into this ball game. Clippers fighting the uphill battle, Sherm. No easy poor sisters out there in the West.
Well, you know, and they're playing for something, so it's no surprise to see this resilience from the Clippers.
Tobias Harris in the lane, no good. Harrell misses the jam, wanted the foul call, didn't get it. Back comes DeLon Wright into the ball game. Entire bench on the floor for Toronto. Wright, Siakam, Poeltl, Miles, and Van Vliet. Fourth highest scoring bench in the NBA. Facing the third highest scoring bench. Siakam in the lane, floats it up and in. Nice jump hook move. Raptors up 37-28.
Well, he did a good job getting into the middle and making sure that Tobias Harris couldn't get to his spin hook.
Lou Williams, at 31 years old, just gave Fred Van Vliet the lesson there on the drive-by.
Well, you can see they're trying to force him to his right. That time, Lou Williams gets all the way to the paint.
Miles, corner three, no good. They've got the offensive foul. The ball was good. It went in, but I say no good because there was an offensive foul, an illegal screen by Poeltl, they say, that helped free up C.J. Miles.
That's unfortunate right there. It looked like it was a pretty solid screen that got C.J. Miles a very clean look after good ball rotation. Unfortunate, the whistle goes against Jakob Poeltl.
Harrell to Williams, kick to Sam Decker. He got called on the walk. Sam had both feet moving.
You know, we saw that with Pascal Siakam. Just checked into the game, gets a three, takes it and makes it. That time Sam Decker just checks in, gets a pretty good look from about 18, 19 feet. Chooses not to take it, travels, turns it over.
Right, near side, right wing. Raptors in the red, moving left to right. DeLon shot blocked, gets it back, no good. But tipped up and in by Jakob Poeltl. Poeltl, Johnny on the spot to make it 39-30 Toronto.
Well, one thing we know about Lou Williams, a very, very good scorer, but defense is not his calling card. So DeLon Wright, whomever he's defending, needs to attack him consistently.
Rivers. Teodosic back to Rivers, far side, right wing. Jabs, drives, lays it up, no good. Far side, rebound Van Vliet, here he comes. On the run to a cutting Siakam who jams it down. Pascal running the floor, makes it 41-30 Toronto. And when you're hustling the ball up the floor, Sherm, you got to know Pascal's running with you.
He's a point guard's dream with the way that he runs the floor.
Teodosic in the lane, misses the hook shot. Harrell keeps it alive, gets it back, puts it up and in. Montrezl Harrell working hard on the offensive glass.
His activity is problematic right now for the Raptors because they have to help, and you lose him on the box out, tough to deal with.
Van Vliet drives, lays it up and in. Far side, left wing. Beat Harrell to the bucket, who came across with the shot block. 43-32 Toronto, 9:20 first half. Rivers on the dribble against Siakam, crosses over into the lane, floats it up and in. It was a quick crossover move by Austin Rivers.
Well, it was, and Pascal Siakam's got to be able to use his length a bit more instead of pressing up that much.
Van Vliet fouled by Austin Rivers. A quick crossover by Fred, moving right to left. And the inbound will be near side right wing by C.J. Miles. On the bounce. Right, far side to Siakam, to Van Vliet. Kicks it into the lane to Poeltl. Kick out to Miles, couldn't handle it, went into the Raptors bench, turn it over, and give it back to the Clippers.
Well, Jacoperto caught the ball with 1 foot in the paint and didn't even look at the rim, was programmed to find C.J. Miles on the weak side, which is the near side in this instance, and if he had looked at the rim, he might have had a look to score the basketball.
Lou Williams' jumper no good, was floating left. It missed by a bit, going to the right. Harrell gets the rebound, spins on Siakam. The jump hook no good. Rebound to Pirtle. 8:30, first half, 43-34, Toronto by 9. Van Vliet near side, right wing against Williams. Drives, now goes left. Fred kicks it out to C.J. Miles. Shot clock at 8. C.J. to the hoop, floats it up and in.
Good job by C.J. Miles. Gets by Decker and sees that Harrell is coming to block the shot. Gets it up nice and high off the glass.
Teodosic, 3 up top, got it down. 8 minutes to go, 45-37. Clippers staying in contact, trailing by 8. They were down by 18 at one point. Siakam in the lane to Pirtle. Great pass, great catch, floats it up, no good. Rebound, Siakam got it off the floor and was fouled on the way up. Good activity, as you would say, Sherm, by the Toronto Raptors on the offensive glass.
No question, and no surprise that it's between Siakam and Pirtle right there in terms of good interior passing. Unfortunately for Jacoperto, was unable to finish, but it was a good look from Pascal Siakam. But again, their activity, their second jump, their relentlessness creates another offensive possession, and Pascal gets fouled in. We talked about it. Harrell's a guy that you really got to be able to match his energy. And the Raptors had the right two guys out there to do that with Pirtle and Siakam.
Lowry will check in, replacing C.J. Miles. Siakam at the free throw line.
The Clippers gone small right now. Wesley Johnson going to play the 4. And because the Raptors have the young front court, they feel they can get away with it.
So the Clippers will bring it front court after the free throw, second free throw went down from Siakam. 46-37 Toronto. Austin Rivers near corner left side in front of the Clippers bench. Drives right hand into the lane. Puts it up. Blocked by Pirtle. Here comes DeLon Wright into the lane. Kicks to Siakam. Now dribbles it out. 7:20, first half. Raptors 46-37 with the lead. Van Vliet, deep three, good. Man, Fred shot that one from Bay Street. 7 minutes, first half. Raptors up 49-37. And Lou Williams fouled on the take.
Again, forcing Lou Williams to his right hand. He's not as effective as a pull-up jump shooter, but Lou Williams taking what the defense is giving him and attacking and getting all the way to the paint.
Siakam takes the foul. It's number 2 on Pascal.
And Bill Spooner was going to take it on the sideline. And
now Sean Corbin convinced him it's 2 shots. And you might have heard in our courtside microphone, and it came with a little dance from Dwayne Casey. Oh, no, as he spun from facing the court to looking at where we are. And he is not happy.
No, he is not. Officials, it's rare for them to change calls like that, but they might have got it right this time. Lou Williams was attacking the paint, gets fouled, going to the basket. And although it's not benefiting your team, Dwayne Casey's going to have the position to say, hey, you called it on that end, and if you make the mistake on our end, you can change it as well.
Well, Matt Boland coming up court as a trail official is getting an earful.
You don't want to be that guy after a call.
49-39, Toronto by 10 after the free throws. Van Vliet drives left into the lane. Tries to pass it to Pirtle, knocked away. Here come the Clippers. 3-on-3, broken floor. Teodosic drives into the lane, loses the handle. Now kicks it up top to Rivers. Swing it to Lou Williams. 3 ball, catch and shoot, no good. Rebound Siakam. 6:30 to go, first half, Raptors up 10, 49-39. What a pass, they find DeLon Wright all alone under the basket, and he lays it in.
The luxury of having a forward that can handle the basketball in transition. Kyle and DeLon get out there ahead of the defense, and DeLon did a great job of getting small behind the defense so they couldn't recognize him. Good vision by Pascal Siakam with the bounce pass to DeLon Wright.
Williams Far side, elbow jumper by Lou Williams, no good. Rebound Siakam. We hit the six-minute mark, first half. Raptors by 12, 51-39. DeLon Wright to Lowry between the rings. Now to Van Vliet, near side, right wing. Three in the air, got it again. He says to his other 23, hey, I can knock some of these down too. That one in the bottom of the well, 54-39. Raptors by 15, timeout, Clippers.
The three-point guard lineup out there, Kyle Lowry, DeLon Wright, and Fred VanVleet doing a good job. The Clippers go small, the Raptors go smaller, and are more effective right now.
5:47, first half. Raptors up by 15, 54-39. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. You heard the man. Tune into Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrillo weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere. Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. Well, the Raptors are eating a late lunch or maybe an early dinner right now, shooting 55%, holding the Clippers to 37.8% as they lead it 54-39 with 5:47 to go. First half, Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, Steve Eliopoulos here on the floor. Sean Lavery up top with Gareth Wheeler and Dwayne Watson. They'll be joined by Josh Lewenberg at halftime, and back at Raptor Central, Natasha Shivraj and Keith Bauer. Rivers can't get it in. Van Vliet denying Teodosic. And they knock it out of bounds. Teodosic says, I'll pass it in. You try to get open, Austin Rivers, and Tobias Harris comes back to help.
I don't want to have that responsibility after that possession.
Rivers, far side, right wing. Clippers come right to left, attacking the Bay Street end of the ACC, and Austin Rivers lays it in, far side, right wing, 54-41. Van Vliet up top to Lowry. Works left side, far wing. Now to Van Vliet, cutting into the lane. Kicks it near side, Ibaka. Drives on Harris. Cross-court pass to DeLon Wright. Up fake. Drives into the lane. Tries to kick it to Valanciunas, but he was met with resistance midair, and the pass went into the Raptors bench.
And he was hoping Serge Ibaka would have drifted to the sideline baseline to give him an outlet to pass the basketball. But that time, DeLon Wright leaves his feet, unable to make a connection on that pass.
Rivers to Teodosic, near side, left wing, into the lane, finds Wesley Johnson, raises up for three and knocks it down. Man, here's a guy, he's one of those guys forever on tryout. Man, he has great potential, I just don't think it's being recognized.
Maybe it's permanent potential.
Maybe, and that gets people fired.
Absolutely.
Lowry, three up top, no good, trying to respond to the Johnson free three. 54-44 Toronto. Harris, foul line jumper. Tobias Harris knocks it down, and the Clippers not going away. 54-46, they cut the lead to 8.
Dwayne Casey wanted to talk about it. Doesn't like the vibe or the feel of his team right now, and the Clippers getting a bit of momentum, so I like this timeout to refocus the troops.
4:23, first half, we'll take a break. Raptors in front by 8, 54-46. You're listening to Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. 4:23, first half. Raptors lead the Clippers 54-46. LA not going away. They've got their shooting percentage up to 43%. And Toronto trying to push this thing out of reach early on.
Well, if they want to continue to try to keep the Clippers at bay here, they've got to get back to that tempo they were playing earlier in the game. Right now, the game is a bit slower. The Clippers are having the opportunity to ramp it up what they want, and the Raptors are reacting to that now. I thought they were dictating earlier in the game, and now they've become a bit more reactive.
DeLon Wright with the ball. Raptors in the red, moving left to right. 4:17, first half. They lead it by 8, 54-46. Valanciunas drives, cut off on the baseline. Kick it out to Wright, can't handle it, turn it over, and give it to the Clippers.
That's pretty solid defense right there by the Clippers, but it just seems like the offense, the ball isn't popping. There's not that consistency that we saw earlier in this game.
Rivers Austin Rivers, yes, the son of head coach Doc Rivers. To Teodosic, drives into the lane, tries to get it to Jordan, and it's picked off by DeLon Wright. Sherman, we got a question for you about Teodosic, known as a great passer. Do you think people are playing the pass more than the shot with him?
Well, absolutely, and why not? He's not looking at the rim, so you might as well play the pass because that's really his only option.
Ibaka turnaround jumper, no good. Quick hit ahead by Teodosic to Wesley Johnson. Misses the driving layup. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan to Lowry. Back to DeRozan. He stopped running. The pass went right to Austin Rivers. 3:20 first half. Raptors still up 54-46. Teodosic in the lane. The running layup, no good. Contested by DeLon Wright. Here comes Toronto. Wright, catch and shoot. Three ball near side, no good. Rebound Ibaka. Jump hook up, no good. Rebound Wesley Johnson.
Two good looks for the Raptors right there. The three in transition by DeLon Wright, undefended. Then Serge with that rebound, a jump hook that he just basically misses without much contest from the Clippers.
Rivers to a cutting DeAndre Jordan, fouled by Valanciunas as DeAndre was going up for a highlight reel dunk.
And I like that. Don't give DeAndre Jordan an easy basket. Make him make free throws. It's such a difficult thing for him to do. Foul him. Put him on the line. It could be an adventure. It will be an adventure.
Well, and you know what, Sherm? For, as you said, I think so too, but his form looks better this
year.
Absolutely. And he is actually shooting 61%.
Yeah, no, he's gotten better. But he still has those moments,
yes,
where the misses are real misses. And I still think you play the odds with him. You put him on the free throw line and make him have to make free throws.
First one, no good.
There you go.
That one was wide left.
61% is way better for him, but it's still not good.
No. If in this league, you should be like at worst low 70s.
Well, and you think about it, I give him credit for being able to improve his free throw percentage. But the question is, you've been in the league a long time. How come this didn't happen earlier in your career?
Second one looked good, but it was long, so the percentages work out for Toronto. Nothing for DeAndre Jordan. 2:40 first half, Raptors still up 8. Starters on the floor with the exception of Valanciunas. Poeltl out there for him. Lowry, Ananobi, DeRozan, Ibaka. Ibaka up fake, drives into the lane, kick out. DeRozan, corner three, rattles, doesn't go, rebound Jordan. Half-court outlet to Lou Williams, intercepted by the free safety, Kyle Lowry. To Ibaka, in the shooting pocket, three in the air, no good. Rebound to Jordan, this time a shorter outlet to Lou Williams. Up the left side, near wing, right hand into the middle. Williams floats it up and in, 54-48, Raptor lead, cut to 6.
So tough when a guard comes off the screen and DeAndre Jordan is rolling to the basket. That big trying to defend that really has a decision to make, and that time the decision was to defend nobody and just allow Lou Williams get to the basket.
Lowry to Poeltl in the lane, floats it up, no good. Tobias Harris with the foul. They're going to say no shot as the ball was on the ground. Dwayne Casey is crazy. He is apoplectic. Man, the way he stepped away from Matt Bolden looked like somebody choreographed a dance for Dwayne.
He didn't even want to hear the explanation from Matt Bolden. And Dwayne quickly points to that time that we noted where the officials got together and changed the call and gave two free throws to Lou Williams.
And now they got an offensive foul on Lowry. And Dwayne Casey just hangs his head.
Now, the Raptors have to be careful.
Yes.
These are the moments where you can't get overwhelmed by calls that you think you deserve.
Play through it.
Play through it. Stay focused. A lot of game to be played.
Williams up top. Drives into the lane. Elbow jumper near side. No good. They got the same call on DeAndre Jordan. A moving screen and then a technical foul on DeAndre Jordan to boot.
And somebody better get him away from the official.
Uh-oh. Sean Corbin took that stance. Stand up, arms crossed. The just body language says, yo, not now.
Just waiting for the magic words to give him number two. And
not now, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's you know, there's been such a big conversation surrounding officiating this season. And it's kind of unfortunate to a certain extent. But it's always a work in progress. and it's going to find its level. It's just frustrating at times until it does.
55-48, Raptors by 7. DeRozan makes the free throw on the technical. Toronto brings it left to right. Pirtle down low on Thornwell. Far box, left side, into the middle. Hook shot up and in. Nice move with a baby hook by Pirtle.
Just had to get deeper position, a couple of crab dribbles. Thornwell has no response at the front of the rim.
Now Ananobi takes a blocking foul on Lou Williams with 1:15 to go. First half, Toronto leading 57-48. Lou Williams inbound to Austin Rivers. Works right, far side with two screens. Gets to the elbow, in the lane to Jordan. Can't handle it. Off his knee, kicked out of bounds. Toronto ball. Turnover number 6 for the Clippers. Here comes Lowry to Pirtle. Down the lane, floats it up, no good. Tobias Harris with the block. Raptors wanted the foul, didn't get it. Harris drives, blocked by Ibaka. As Lowry had him engaged, and Serge chased it down and slapped it into the expensive seats.
Well, you called it. Kyle did a good job of just not allowing Tobias Harris a straight line drive to the basket and just occupying his attention just enough to allow Serge the time it took to chase him down for that block.
Harris, far side, right wing, left hand to the middle. Now to Austin Rivers, jabs into the corner. Lou Williams, up fake, step in, kick to Rivers. Three in the air, no good. Rebound, they say stay here. Yep, Pirtle was gator wrestling with DeAndre Jordan. That is one big brother to try and keep out of the lane. DeAndre Jordan, they list him at 6'11", 265. That man is nowhere. He's 7'3".
He's a big boy and an active big man as well. And he's giving up a lot of size, Jakob Pirtle is, to DeAndre Jordan. So that's a battle that, you know, you've got to engage in hand-to-hand combat down there. And that time, Jakob Pirtle gets called for the foul. But I'd rather him fight, get called for fouls, instead of just giving up offensive rebounds to DeAndre Jordan.
Well, DeAndre Jordan is one of the best, third best offensive rebounder in the NBA and number 3 on putback scoring. And I would gather that on the offensive rebound, Sherm, a lot of those are dunks.
Oh, absolutely. And you look at his game now, I mean, with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin there, he had punch. He had bounce to his game. And right now, we're seeing a more subdued DeAndre Jordan, not a guy who's receiving all those easy passes over the top like he used to.
Raptor ball, front court, Lowry, three, got it in the bottom of the well, near side, right wing, 60-50 Toronto, 32 seconds to go, first half.
How pure does that three-point shot look?
Lou Williams in the lane, puts it up, no good. DeAndre Jordan jams the rebound down, and they're going to give him the dunk and the foul. They said Lowry fouled him mid-air. So that'll send DeAndre Jordan to the line for a chance at the old-time three-point play.
Well, Jakob Pirtle did a good job picking up Lou Williams as he came off the screen and forcing the miss. But Kyle Lowry misses the box out on DeAndre Jordan and gets called for what I would deem as minimal contact as DeAndre Jordan finished that missed shot.
So Jordan makes the free throw. Clippers cut the lead to 7. At 60-53. Here comes DeRozan, front court, left wing, far side. Shot clock at 8, game clock at 10. DeRozan works, left wing, far side. Above the arc on DeAndre Jordan, crosses over. Jumper in the air, no good. Rebound knocked away, Toronto has it. Ananobi in the lane has it knocked away, but he's fouled. And with 6/10 of a second, the Raptors grab the offensive rebound, and OG Ananobi will get 2 free throws.
Again, Kyle sneaking along the baseline, grabbing that rebound off the miss by DeMar DeRozan, able to find OG, and OG gets fouled. And again, this is a positive way to end this half. DeMar DeRozan misses that shot, but you don't give up. You get that rebound, and you find a way to make another opportunity. And you got to see more of that coming out of halftime.
Ananobi misses the first free throw. Second one about to be taken, and they substitute Wesley Johnson for Lou Williams. 6/10 of a second to go. Williams will sit down. Ananobi misses the second one, and that's the way the half ends.
Ananobi empty at the free throw line, but more of a positive feel right there to end that half. And again, the Raptors got off to a good start, slowed down a bit in that second quarter, got to ramp up the energy in that third quarter, especially the first few minutes, and set the tone.
So we're at halftime here at the ACC. Raptors lead it 60-53. Wheeler, Watson, Lewenberg for your listening enjoyment at recess. We'll take a break from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.